This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. 6 months into the coronavirus pandemic, and employers are trying to figure out how long we'll need to work from home. But what if the answer isn't either always in or always out of the workplace? There's a phone on our office's forward planning desk that never stops ringing. That's because the whole team is now working from home. And while they eventually plan to come back, that's not the case for workers at 24 of the biggest UK employers. Those firms told the BBC they never plan to bring people back into the office. Still, that doesn't necessarily mean offices are now a thing of the past. And no one knows that better than Mark Dixon, boss of office sharing firm IWG.
We focus in creating offices where people live. The model is all about changing the way people work, and importantly, it's changing where they work.
Outside England's main commuter belt, interest in IWG office space has rocketed more than 40% since the pandemic hit. And Dixon said he's seeing similar patterns across Europe and Asia. For more than three decades, IWG has invested in offices in more residential areas. That's now providing a boost to the business as workers think more creatively about what working remotely means.
We're being used a lot by individuals from large companies that can't work at home or sharing an apartment. So these people need somewhere to work that's close by. But we're also seeing companies changing to open up hubs near where their workers live.
A move like that allows employees who live near each other to continue working in an office together, which promotes in-person collaboration that working from home has made harder. That's something UK law firm Slater & Gordon, which has recently joined the Work From An Office, Not The Office Club, finds beneficial.
What we look at is collaborative spaces so that people can work as teams, but less about having to do the commute to come in and sit at a desk.
That's Alicia Alenia, part of the firm's executive team, which announced it'll move out of its large London office after the lease ends this month. It'll allow employees instead to work from smaller, potentially more local office spaces.
The intention absolutely is to be far more pragmatic about the way we use space.
Having employees working closer to home doesn't just put a bit more savings from transportation costs back into their pockets. More local workers could lead to more sales at businesses in smaller town centers that have suffered from a dramatic drop in traffic due to a pandemic that's forced many people to shop online. Oh, and about that phone that won't stop ringing in our newsroom, we diverted the calls to our team working from home, but it only stuck for 3 months. So maybe one day, like sprawling office complexes, desk numbers might become a thing of the past. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.